this is going to be one of our more, how shall we say, less practical classes, you know, more theoretical classes. There's three, actually. More theoretical classes. Because we're going to try to understand water filters. Now, mostly the reason it's more theoretical is because you need a 1, 3, and a 5. It's because nobody uses these things anymore. It used to be a 5.
I need a five.
Thank you. Nobody uses them anymore. These Brita water filters, at one point, were all the rage. Right? You know, you take the water and you pour it in.
We have those. Look,
you have one?
Yeah.
They're still all the rage.
Yeah.
You know what it was? I started using it because all of a sudden the water started tasting funky.
And did it taste better when you were done?
Yes.
It tastes better than the tub water, yeah.
So what does that mean about your tap water?
It could be the
what does that mean about your tap water?
They're top of us. It's from us in New York.
Now here's the question, Amir. I have here Michigan tap water. Now, Amir, I want you to look at it carefully and tell me, can you see anything in the water? Can you see any sediment, anything in the water?
How clean did you clean
it? No, I didn't. It was clean. It was clean. Clean. No. What can you see?
I see your whole future before you.
Gonna be a girl.
No, really nothing.
You don't see anything?
No.
Yeah, but I would ask you carefully. But, yeah.
Don't put it in the water. Come on now.
Oh, thank you very much. Okay. Now, who's is this from your teddy? Is this from your truck?
Oh, it's just mine.
No. Okay. Now, if I would ask you carefully, so you don't see any. I guess you don't.
It's really clear.
I'm looking for some white sediment.
Yeah.
Just, here you go.
Sometimes you see it.
Teeny tiny pieces of sediment floating around there. Okay?
Oh, ow.
That hurt.
Okay, I'm good. I need a microscope assistant, actually. Okay? You can be my microscope man. You see it?
Yeah.
Oh, so he does see it. Okay? So now there are things that you can see in water. The question is, what is it? Water is not 100% purified. The reason we know that is because that's why they sell us all that water. And, you know, they call that money. Water is a gazillion-dollar industry.
One every day. That's why they sell us that.
Excuse me. Cheryl herself, who's not a sucker, a very intelligent person. I know her to be an intelligent person. Says that the water tastes different.
Yeah.
And then after you put it through your Brita water filter, then it tastes better. Mm-hmm. Which must mean something in the water.
But not necessarily bugs.
What?
Are different. No.
If he's filtering something out, that means there was something in there to change the taste.
Cincinnati water, to me, is abhorrent when I drink it. Because I don't
drink it. Are there slides in the box?
Like my wife even knows the difference now. When we first got married,
they say that New York water tastes good.
Yeah, they say it's the best in the country up to now.
So, page one. I got this off of 1010winds.com. Anybody know what 1010 Winds is?
Yeah,
1010 Winds. Oy vey. Oy vey. Shitty water controversy. Okay. This is something we've all heard about.
A city closer water.
This, and then the article, I just wanted to show you the headline because it was funny. Right? And the article. So take some water, Eddie. Put it on a slide.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay. Take some water. Just not that many water. Put on a slide.
Yeah, you don't have to cover. No matter. There's a cover.
I got a biologist here. Okay, Mr. Biology here.
You want to?
No. Tell me if you find anything.
He's a biologist.
Oh, you're a biologist. Oh,
yeah, I'm a med tech.
Oh, you're a med tech. Okay. See, it's good to have a share with all these different people and different kind of. It may be true. And just. What?
We all studied that.
It may be true. Page one. And just in case, restaurants and bakeries operated under Orthodox Jewish law were advised Tuesday to use filters that can ensure water purity. The problem? Tiny, harmless creatures called copepods. Copepods? Copepods?
Yeah.
Copepods.
The little organisms and crustaceans are therefore not considered kosher. As stores in the heavily Orthodox Brooklyn reported a run on water filters. Eddie, who gave it to me as a joke? Somebody brought it to me as a joke.
Mm-hmm.
Who brought it to me? It was like a few weeks ago. Somebody brought it as Purim Torah. Anybody here? Maybe it's Herschel. Herschel Kleiner brought it. Okay, so it's not so much a joke anymore. The Central Rabbinic Council issued its edicts for businesses. We have given out a ruling that they should filter the water, said the council's Rabbi Yitzchak Glick. We are still in the middle of deliberations about exactly the issues in Jewish law. Now you've heard everything.
Yeah.
Under Jewish law, the eating of crustaceans, aquatic animals with skeletons outside their bodies, including shrimp, crabs, and lobsters, is barred. Rabbi Zimmerman of the Orthodox Satmar sect said the recent discovery of copepods was a small hardship, but he called on the city to help in making its water kosher. See, New York City is different because in New York City they have such good water they don't filter it.
What?
It's unfiltered water. It's
I mean, it's
well water.
Before.
No, it's well water. It's directly from the tap water is unfiltered well water, which is, you know, they say the best. Yeah, because they test it.
It's tested.
Yes, I have to test it all the time, constantly.
Of course.
When it comes to delivery, another Brooklyn rabbi of the Lubavitcher Group said many religious leaders were advising the Orthodox followers to buy water filters if they can. For those who can't afford filters, the water can be run through a double cloth to remove the copepods, Zimmerman said. Now, I'm going to ask you, see where it says the double cloth? Underline that, and we're going to find out where in the world will the Lubavitcher get to run under a double cloth. We're going to see that. The copepods?
So
let's see. Wait. Let's see. Okay. The problem became known only 2 weeks ago in another dispute over a kosher product. An Israeli company was accused by some customers of selling vegetables contaminated with insects, a violation of kosher laws. The company insisted the bugs were introduced when the vegetables were washed in New York. Yeah. Not my fault, it's your fault. Not my fault, it's your fault. Several Jews then put the city's tap water under a microscope, turning up to millimeter-long creatures. Ensuing flap was particularly surprising given New York's reputation for great-tasting water. Well, now we know why it tastes so great. Okay. A recent Zagat survey found that 7 out of 10 New York diners preferred tapped bottled water. City officials were adamant that the creatures posed no threat to anyone's physical health, although the mental well-being of the Orthodox community was another matter. Pertaining to households, if they have to filter the water, we don't have an exact ruling at this point. Now, whether you agree with the Lubavitchers about the Rebbe and the Mashiach, and when you agree with them about certain, you know, davening times and things of that nature, they're not crazy. You know, if you, one thing you know about Lubavitchers are normally very down-to-earth people. Right? Shatner are not nuts. So sometimes they're a little more machmer than we are, but they're not nuts. So when you hear something like this, our initial inclination is, what next? But the more you think about it, you want to know, what is the real issue? Right? So I thought, first of all, it would be relevant to discuss, to understand what the real issue. You finding anything?
Huh?
Nothing in there, huh?
Crystals.
What? Crystal clear?
Yeah, no, they're crystals, yeah.
Oh, they're crystals. You found something, but it wasn't anything.
It wasn't moving.
Okay, it wasn't a rock.
Nothing moving.
Okay. Another reason also probably is our water is filtered. Our water here is filtered. I'm not sure if you could find anything. But what I'm trying to just demonstrate is, in all water, it's not crystal clear. Right? There is small sediment. There is stuff in there. If you look for it carefully,
it could be your pipes.
It could be through your pipes. It might not be. So in New York, what is it? What is a copepod? Okay. These aquatic crustaceans are very diverse and are most numerous metazoans in the water community. Copepod's habitats range from freshwater to hypersaline conditions, from subterranean caves to water collected in the bromeliad leaves or leaf litter in the ground, and from streams, rivers, and lakes to the sediment layer in the open ocean. The habitats also range from the highest mountains, blah, blah, blah. Skip down. Copepods may be free-living, symbiotic, or internal or external parasites on almost every phylum of animals in water. You find them everywhere. The usual length of adults is 1 to 2 millimeters. But adults of some species may be as short as 0.2 millimeters, and others may be as long as 10 millimeters. Okay.
Here's something, but it's not moving.
You found one?
I don't know what it is.
Oh, yeah, let's see.
But it's not moving. I don't know what it is.
Dead. It's
not
this.
So what, can you eat a dead bug?
Yes. If you're allowed to?
Yeah, are you allowed to eat dead bugs?
No.
No. Let's see. I can't see squat.
You can...
there's nothing to see.
You can move it because...
This one, this one?
Yeah, that. It's in the middle, like a drop shape.
Oh, I see. That's like a little protozoan or something.
Yeah, it could be. Yeah, it's single cell. Yeah, it's like
the other water.
That is so gross.
I would love to see filtered water.
That is gross. Okay. Well, yeah. Hold on a second. Yeah. Now, can we all agree that these are bugs? Bugs. Now, you see where I see what is a copepod? Okay? You see right next to that? Wait, hold on. You see, wait. You see right next to those? You see those little short lines? See the little short lines?
What?
Right next to where it says, what are copepods?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
That's not a copepod. That's what you have to magnify.
Amoeba.
Yeah, it's an amoeba.
Amoeba.
Okay.
It's not a copepod.
No, hold on.
No.
It
could be.
I'm just demonstrating that there's stuff in the water that you can't, okay?
Did he see
there's
nothing in there?
Well, he found an amoeba in the water. That you could drink. Hold on. Wait. 1 second. You see where it says, what is a copepod? It's moving?
Cool.
It's moving?
See those little lines? See those little lines next to where it says, what is a copepod? Each of those lines is 1 millimeter long.
Okay.
Right? Which means, see the last one? 1, 2, 3. The last one is very faint.
There's a fourth one, yes.
Right? There's a fourth one. Very faint. Can you see it with the naked eye?
Yeah.
Now, if that was a bug, you would be able to see it. Here's the problem with these copepods. I spoke to a very reliable, not as chassid, not shatner, not whatever, very reliable rabbi in New York. In one of the major kashrut organizations. I said, what's going on? He said, the problem is the following. In order for a bug to be not kosher, it has to be what's called near lying. You have to be able to see it.
Mm-hmm.
Right? We don't require you to use a microscope. But what if you can see it, but you can't see what it is without magnification?
You still see it.
That's the question. These things, when you go like this, in the water... What?
There are many.
There are a lot of them?
At least two, three. There.
At least two or three. Okay. So there's... Estelle's not drinking water anymore.
Well, I knew
I would find something, to be honest with you. Because it has to be.
Yeah.
It's a living system.
Yeah.
Right? So when you shake it around in New York, you told me, you can see them with the naked eye. It looks like lint.
Lint.
It looks like lint in the water.
Yeah.
You can see it with the naked eye.
Yeah. Bye-bye.
Yeah. But you cannot... I'm sorry. But you cannot see... What it is, right?
Yeah, sometimes you see things floating.
Rabbi Belsky of the OU is now in Israel, and he's discussing it. He has to ask Rabbanim, but it's not like a joke. It's not a simple thing. It's an issue. It's something to be aware of.
But
that's why I say another good reason not to live in New York.
If you thought
No. But you're talking about living in Israel.
It's only in New York.
Why exactly? Who said it's only in New York?
Because of the New York. The boiled water is fine because they disintegrate.
Oh, they disintegrate.
So you can boil the water, and the problem is gone.
Yeah, who wants to boil all their water? You can get a filter too. Yeah.
It's symbiotic with fish.
Yeah.
That means you can't eat the fish because you can't wash them off anymore.
Right. Yeah. But if you want to boil,
you know what I say. The question is the following: where did David HaMelech get his water from? Where did the Chafetz Chaim get his water from?
Brooklyn Well.
From did he get it from the Chafetz Chaim lived in Radin? Okay. Where did he get the water from?
The well.
From the well. How did he get it?
The other question is, what kind of pesticides did Dove and HaMelech have?
Correct. So we're going to see.
What kind of pesticides did they have?
Right. So it's an interesting question, meaning when technology makes us aware of new things. You know, people always say, am I in this reaction when the whole bugs in lettuce thing came about? Oh, come on, people have been eating lettuce for gazillions of years. That might be true, but it also is true that you could find the bug.
Yeah.
You could see it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And the fact that people did it doesn't make it kosher. And people were talking about it for years. Rabbis have been talking about that for years and years, about being careful with the fruits and vegetables that you eat. So, you know, the fact that something new comes to light doesn't make it mutter or usser. It makes us aware. And just like we use technology, you can't say, well, what did David HaMelech do when he broke his leg? You know, what did he do?
Suffer.
He lived. You know, so we use technology in order to help us. Sometimes technology creates new problems that have to be addressed. So you know, I'm not here to answer this question. All I'm doing, I wanted to demonstrate is, not all Shamans are crazy, not all the Babajas are crazy. It's not one of, you know, the problem that happened was they're terrible at PR. You know, there has to be way. They have to be better at explaining the issue to the public in a way that doesn't sound like Orthodox Jews are nuts.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And that we're really bad at. Like this with the Shaito thing, just bonkers. Yeah. We're just totally bonkers.
And
yeah.
Another thing. That's what you're talking about. What you can see floating in there, and a true microbe, you're off by 1,000, because most microbes
we're not talking about
in terms of
We're talking about
microns.
We're talking about copepods, who are between 1.2 and 10 millimeters. Not
there's
here.
No copepods in
right,
there.
That's a micro. There's no copepods in there.
Okay.
Fine.
Because they're in New York.
Because I'm saying I took Detroit water just out of the faucet.
I didn't understand what's the difference. Because
in
we,
Detroit,
yeah, what
the water is bad, so they have to filter it.
Okay.
And in New York, the water is good, so they don't have to filter it. Hmm. I think it's God's way of telling all the New York Jews, move to Israel, that they have filtered water. Hmm. Okay.
So
page 2. Yeah, sure, no problem.
Is that what it's safe? You know how much of bottled water is actual tap water that they take out
it's
of the filter. Apple trunks?
No, it's filtered tap water. It's triple filtered.
They exposed it so many times on 60 Minutes and other shows that they just take it right out of the city.
Someplace
here. Without some. Not New York. I'm not macabre, that kind of lesson horror about the water that I've got.
Brussels sprouts. Is that when you said lettuce and the bugs? Why did Brussels sprouts become such? Because you can't see the bugs.
Very hard to check. Almost impossible to check. It's almost impossible. The hardest things to check are fresh herbs, I find. Very hard to check. Just small, small leaves. Okay. So what I want to know is the following. Can you use your Brita water filter on Shabbos?
On
Shabbos.
It's filtering. I mean, no, but there's, you cannot, there's, what's the word? There's one of the melachos that, for example, the grain, you cannot separate
the
grain. In Hebrew?
Flour.
What do you mean?
No, English. I say it in Spanish.
Filter.
No, what's the word?
Let's see.
Chaz the Mishnah, page 2.
Yeah, probably where you but I never thought.
Interesting. But you never think about things. No, you keep filling up all the time. I didn't say that. Everybody calm down. Everybody relax, okay? You know.
Separating out.
Says the Mishnah. This is a Mishnah in Shabbos of Kuf Lamed Chet. I just like how these issues come up, and you know, and Allah has something to say about all of them. It's very, very interesting. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Rabbi Eliezer says, Tolin es ha-mashmeres b'yomto, v'noshnin la-tluya b'shabbos. When they would make wine, how do you make wine? You squish up grapes and you let it sit.
Yeah.
Okay, there's only one problem. When you're done making the wine, there's a lot of garbage in the bottom. There's sediment. Yeah. Nobody wants to drink that.
Too.
What?
Yeah,
correct. So what do you have to do?
Filter
it, right? So are you allowed to filter it or not? So says the Mishnah, There were two issues back then. When they set up this filter, it was like a tent-like structure kind of thing. And you're not allowed to set up temporary structures. So Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Lezer says, you're allowed to set it up on Yom Tov, the nosenim the tzuluya b'shabbos. And you're also permitted to pour this liquid, this goopy stuff, into this hanging filter on Shabbos. The Chachamim said, first of all, ein tolen es ha-mashmeres b'yom tov, you can't hang it up. The ain notion in the tuliyah b'Shabbos, aval notion in the tuliyah b'Yom Tov. You're not allowed to do it on Shabbos, but you are allowed to do it on Yom Tov.
What's the difference
between Shabbos and Yom Tov?
Yom Tov.
So remember, on Yom Tov, one is permitted to cook and do things that are similar to prepare food for the day. Now, what you're not permitted to do on Yom Tov is do things that you could have done before. Mm-hmm. So the question, the argument is filtering your wine something that you could have done before? Or is it not? I'll give you another example. On Pesach this year, one of the things you're allowed to do on Yom Tov, permitted, totally permitted, is called borer. Right? Remember borer, you know, the silverware, the raisins, and whatever? You can do borer on Yom Tov, permitted. Except, you're not allowed to do borer with a borer implement. Most borer implements you're not permitted to do. Okay, so now, somebody got me into coffee. You know I like coffee. So now, how do you make real coffee on Yom Tov?
Really,
you should know the answer to this.
Automatic timer on the coffee pot.
That would work, or?
It's the Bodum coffee pot.
There you go, Bodum, what's it called?
Bodum, B-O-D-U-M.
Right, because it's got one of these Nitto plungers, and it squishes down all the goof of the coffee.
Mm-hmm.
So are you allowed to use it? So the answer is, since you can't make the coffee before Yom Tov, because that would be bad, right? Therefore, halakha permits small uses like that Bodum thing. You're allowed to do that. And that's exactly what we're talking about, filtering, sifting, on Yom Tov. So that's the machlokes. You can use I actually researched this. One would be permitted to use a bodum on Yom Tov, but under no circumstances on Shabbos because of this issue of borer. So the Mishnah says, the Gemara says, second source, Mishum Mai Matrinan Day. What are you giving him? Meaning, if a person is about to filter on Shabbos, What are you giving Hasra? Hasra means you're warning him, right? Because somebody who's going to be punished has to be warned. So what are you warning him for? What do you have to tell him you're not allowed to do? Rabba Amar Mishum Borer. Rabbi says it's Borer. Rabbi Zera Amar, Rabbi Zera says Mishum Mirakeid. Here's that word. Mirakeid means Mirakeid, Rikud, sifting. That's the word you were looking for, to sift. Right? One of the things, one of the Avot Velachot that you're not allowed to do is after you have the flour, they end up with a tremendous amount of sediment and a tremendous amount of flour. Mm-hmm. Right? So you have to sift it. Nowadays, all the flour we have is already pre-sifted. We spoiled Americans. I remember back when my bubby used to sift all the flour. It comes out better that way. Doesn't seem to do things like bake better. Yeah, that's what she used to do that. Okay.
Yeah, but the sifting.
Remember the sifter? The sifter? Nobody does it anymore.
That's area. The sifting in the pool, and you take out the bran.
Right, to take out the bran. Right, correct. Oh, so what's the image you're asking me? What's the difference between borer and sifting?
Depends what you want.
Yeah.
Nothing really.
Same thing.
Correct. One is with an implement and one is not, as we'll see. Mm-hmm. So the Gemara says, I'm a rabbi. So they're arguing, is it borer or sifting? I'm a rabbi. Rabbi said, Kabaki didi misabra. I think I'm right. My darko shall borer. What do I do when I'm borer? No tel ochel uminyech solud. I take what I want and I leave the thing that I don't want. Afachanami here also. No tell esa ocher umeniach et absolut. I take what I want, and I'm leaving what I don't want. I'm Rav Zeir. Rav Zeir says no. Kavati dizim mishaber. I'm right. Ma dalkus shomerake. What do you do when you sift? Psolah milmala veocher milmata. Right. When I take a sifter, the gook is on top, right, and the stuff is on the bottom. Apachanami here also. Psolah milmala veocher milmata. Just as an aside show, would it be good to sift the flour for a bread machine, or does it make any difference?
What?
No,
but you want to aerate it, and then you want to put it into your cup. You're supposed to put it into the cup and level off the cup.
What? So that I should sift it before.
No, don't sift it. What I have taken is a chopstick, and I go like this to the flour just to aerate it, because it does settle down.
Oh, I see.
So your measurements are more correct.
Oh, I see. Okay, sorry for that. I'm just a little aside. Okay. So we see... Well, sidebar. So we see that there's... it's an important issue.
Yeah. Okay.
What?
Bread machine 101.
So we see that there's a din called meraki, sifting. What's the act of sifting? How would you define sifting?
Straining, sifting,
separating. So Cheryl, that's what the difference between borer and sifting. What's the answer?
There's none.
Yeah, because we talked about borer with an implement also.
Mm-hmm. Right.
None.
So it's a very subtle difference.
Uh-oh.
Mm-hmm. Nobody ever speaks about a tea bag as a borer implement.
I know.
What are you separating? Correct, but it's already separated. Do you understand what I'm saying? It's already separated. The act of separating is taking two things that are mixed together and separating one from the other. In the tea bag, the tea leaves are already separated into a certain bunch. They're never mixed with anything else, and then you're just inserting it and removing it.
What do you mean they're never with anything else?
The tea bags are never mixed into the water.
Oh, no, they don't come out of their pouch.
Does anybody know anybody that makes tea with real tea leaves anywhere?
Yeah.
Yeah? So this comes up also. This comes up very often also, because you have, like, the little spoony thing, and you have to scoop out the gook. So, right, we don't do this anymore either. Okay. Says the Mishnah in Gemara Shabbos. The Mishnah says, So we see there's an issue of not only sifting, but what about filtering? So the rabbi said filtering was not permitted. Says the Mishnah, noting my magav shemarim b'shvil shiyatzulu, you're allowed to put water on the shemarim so that they will shiyitzulu. Yitzulu means they will be, I forget what that means, I'll have to figure it out. Maybe, I don't remember. Umisanin et hayayin b'sudarim, says the Mishnah, you're allowed to lisane means to filter the water with sudarim. Filter wine with what?
Scars.
With scars. Meaning, I'm not allowed to filter with an implement, but I can filter in an unusual way. Remember we talked about this all the time, a shinoi. So I can filter, I can take my cloth, right? What? Right? Pour it over. Take it over here. I'm going to do it now. This is Eddie. And pour it over, and that would filter the water of my coca pots or my wine. Okay?
Oh, dear. But the question is, that will actually filter it.
Solu means it will become clearer from my insoluting. I'm sorry.
Yeah. But the question is...
The coca pots?
I don't need to be advanced about this. Aren't they afraid? No.
Yeah.
Aren't they afraid that you might squeeze the towel out?
Yeah.
So therefore, it should be moisturized.
Oh, yes. Wait, we'll talk about this.
No, that's your question.
I will listen to you.
That's your question. This tiny copper box, they're really going to be filtered by this, or they're not?
Wait.
You think they are?
The copper pods, I assume that, but they're really a millimeter long.
Yeah.
They should be filtered by a cloth.
Why?
A millimeter long copper pod could get through a handkerchief? Millimeter long?
Long, but it's...
Look how long it is. Again, look how long it is.
It's going in with the liquid.
Who knows what it could be? Yeah, I don't know. I'm not sure.
Wait a minute. Wait, hold on. Wait,
copper system's in there, but it doesn't get through.
How many dermal mites will use filter into
the
water?
That's a good point.
Wait, let's talk about it. Good. We're doing, she's doing the water for the taste. She's not doing it for the copper pods.
Uh-huh.
Let's talk about it in a second. So, says the Iri. Very good. Don't worry about it. Amar the Iri. Notin Adam Yayin Salul Umayim Sululin Matokim Shemeret Shabbos in the Choshek. He said, if you have clear water, let's say I have clear water, but I want to filter that water.
Uh-huh.
You're allowed to filter it on Shabbos.
Say that again.
Aval, if I have clear water, and I want to filter that clear water to make it clearer, that's permitted on Shabbos. Aval Achurim, but dirty water, low. Not. Does Gemara made today? Hey, Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer, Torah Adam Chavit Chayayin Yeno Umisham Ravinotim Letoch Hamisham Rav Shabbat Beina Chodesh. Don't tell me water. He's Rav Shimon Gamliel said you could do wine also. So Gemara says Targum Maziri Bein Hagito Shanu. No, that was wine that was in the casks that had already large amounts of wine that had already settled a great deal.
Hmm.
So you're taking clear wine and making it clearer. Let's see the halacha. You see the halacha become clearer.
What's good water and
what's
bad water?
Let's see. Okay. There are very clear guidelines. You'll see right in the second.
Which part?
Page 3.
Why would they refilter wine?
Why would you refilter wine?
Yes.
Clearer.
Tell me.
Are people clearer when there's something in it?
Who? It's not as nice.
Yeah.
You're serving it. You have the rabbi at your house, and you know you would drink it with a little cook, but it's not nice. Passionate, right? That's all you filter.
You're gonna look at it that closely.
Yeah, aesthetically, it's much nicer looking when it's clear.
Let me ask you a question. You don't have to answer this honestly. Well, your wife's not here. You don't have to answer it honestly. But if have you ever drank milk or juice from the carton?
Yes.
Would you do it in front of somebody else?
No.
There you go. Okay. You know, there's a lot of things that you would do that we do. I only do it when I finish the bottle. I don't do it, if anybody has to drink from it. A lot of things that you do that you wouldn't do in front of somebody else.
I do it at work because that's a big jug and I have to drink.
I understand that. Okay. Says the Beit Yosef. Nimtzah P'sakan Shel Dvarim. Beit Yosef is the, remember, Rabbi Yosef Karo. And the Beit Yosef is the explanation that you're looking for to understand the Shulchan Aruch. So he says the P'sak is the following. The yayin shehut salul, clear wine. What's the definition of clear? The rubayu the inshay lo kafe beklav. Most people don't care. Most people would drink the wine like that. It's clear enough that most people would drink it. Mutar latet oto afilu latoch hamishmeret kadesh shiyeh salul bioter. So wine or water, that's clear.
Mm-hmm.
But you want it clearer, and most people would drink it as it is.
Right.
But you want it even better. You could put it in a filter. That's not called filtering because it was already filtered. You're not doing anything substantial to it. So what's the brown brittle water filter is?
It's okay.
It's absolutely fine. That's what's in the Shulchan Aruch. You can filter out Brita, no problem. No problem. Aval yayin shehu achur tzak, water that's a little bit dirty. The esher demishtete hachi, you could drink it like this. Umihu but rubayu deinshi lo shatu lehachi. But most people wouldn't drink it like that. Let's say, for example, right? They had a water main break in Hamtramck, so the water comes out of Milk Park, brown. I don't know if that's the way it works.
Yeah.
Right, a little crusty. So they tell you, no, you can drink it. Right? Would you?
Like this?
Uh-huh. They tell you, yeah, it's healthy. It's fine. A little tainted.
Oh, I know.
Would you?
No.
But they say you could.
So then, since
most people wouldn't drink it, then he says, "Besudarin ukfifa hashari." Then you're allowed to filter it, but only al yedei shinui, only in an unusual way. Kfifa is a basket of some kind.
What was that?
What?
How would an unusual...
Right, this way. Oh. Right, you're going to filter it that way. Okay? There's a shinui. We're not going to go into that detail. But to take that brown water, you got your Brita water filter, take that brown water and put it in your Brita water filter on Shabbos, not permitted. Last line, v'yayin shehu achur legamre. What if it's muddy water? Nobody could drink it. Okay. V'lo mishtate hachi klal, and nobody would drink it like that. Afilu besudarin ukfifa asur. No matter what, it's not permitted. So the same thing would be tea, same thing would be wine. Same, you know, we don't really have sediments at the bottom of our drinks anymore. But I can't even think of an example. Anybody in a no. where you would filter out a drink?
Sometimes there's tea. The tea does.
Yeah. Right. Right. So absolutely, in our day and age, if you would, except if it's brown, like we talked about.
I have no idea what the water is like. How about
the orange?
What's that? I tell you.
I have no idea what the water looks like before it comes
in. No. I mean, the water comes into your house, except if it's brown because of a break or whatever. Any water that you would use from the tap is no problem, as we'll soon see, to put into a water filter.
How about orange juice?
Orange juice?
Yeah, that comes with pulp.
Yeah.
And children don't like pulp.
Oh.
And you have orange.
So what would you say? You tell me, based on what we just learned, studying. Any?
No.
But why not? Because you say you normally drink it like that. Some people drink water.
No, wine does not clear either. It's not a matter of clear or not. Is it something that most people...
Most people drink wood pulp and some people don't.
Correct. So, not wood pulp, you mean
orange pulp.
I would agree with you. I think it's a good example. Most people drink it that way. In fact, most people like it that way. That's why they sell it that way. Right. So, why not?
If you have a child that doesn't want to drink it.
I guess you could. Filter it out. You can use a regular, whatever you call it, a sieve. You know what I'm saying? You can use a regular...
Coffee filter?
Not a sieve, you know, like one of those strainers or whatever.
Strainer.
What?
Unless you have a fine one.
You can use a coffee filter, I guess.
What did you say?
Well, most people would not drink if you had coffee with the gook on the bottom. Like, let's say Israelis make it. So they have leftover coffee with the gook.
Or Turkish coffee.
Nobody would drink that. Mm-hmm. Nobody drinks the stuff.
I love it. Yes, I do.
You drink that bottom,
but
that
gook.
Wow. That's part of the Turkish.
No, you're not supposed to eat the bottom.
But nobody drinks it. You just leave it on the bottom. You drink it on the
bottom. I don't know.
So your example is orange. That's not something funny. That most people
I went over my head. You got
it. It explains a lot. You drink them that.
Yeah, does
that
ever happen? You have to do that.
Well, I'm shy. I'm going to be in Israel.
Uh-huh.
You know, buy the orange that you can get out of the
pulp. What do you say? Only in America. Only in America, right? They charge you more to take out the pulp,
right,
and then they charge you more to put in the pulp. It's like in America today, if you don't want to have your phone number listed, your address number listed is to take it out, they charge you more.
Right.
I don't know. Okay.
I got to tell you, though, the water in this city is no good, period. You want to drink it?
No, I can tell them what I mean. Just say that for everybody to hear.
My boss used to buy water, and it's about two wires. A black and a white, and that one asleep, and then he had a coil of grounded wire, and we do. So I said, why don't you buy, you know, a wire that has the ground in it? He says, oh no, it's going to cost me more money than that I really can afford.
He was paying more. He was paying more.
So I went to the wholesale house, and I said, this is standard now. Why? I was, no, this is cheaper. The three wire was cheaper than the two.
Yeah, it's always that way. Okay.
But you know that water is not...
I just want to... What? This filter... Wait. Hold on. I'm going to shave very carefully. In Oak Park, you can use... No, in Oak Park, Southfield, the Metro Detroit region, it's no problem to use your Brita water filter on showers. Why am I saying it like this? Let's just look at the Shulchan Aruch. So Shulchan Aruch, source number 5, Yayin Omayim Shein Tzulumim, clear water, Mutar L'Sanin Anishin B'Nishmeret. You're allowed to filter it with a filter, with a normal filter. The Apagav Sheyesh Bo Kshamin Dakin, even if they're a little like, you know, 6 in it. Why? Ho'ilu Ru'uyim Lishtot B'Lav Hachi. Since you could drink it that way, that's the way most people would drink it. They had sediment in their water. When you got the water from the well, when you drew it up, it had stuff in it, you know, let's be honest, that's where it came from. So therefore, it's not a problem. Okay. Now, let's look at Rabbi Rivia just for a second, and just make it very clear, so it's obvious, I think we explained it. The three levels of impure mixtures with regard to Merakeh. Merakeh, remember, is sifting.
One, achurim, turbid, undrinkable liquid. Filtering is prohibited in midaraisa. Two, achur ktsas, slightly tainted liquid. Remember, slightly tainted liquid is something you could drink, but most people would not. I'm on page 4, I think. And then the third level is the permissible level, solulin, liquids that are basically clear. Okay, look at this example, an interesting example. Drinking water faucets in most homes are fitted with small filters called aerators. Nevertheless, turning on the tap water on Shabbos does not pose a question of miracle, because the water is drinkable to most people as it is. This is because the public water supply in most municipalities undergoes numerous stages of filtration and purification before reaching the average home. Therefore, the use of the faucet aerator is merely an additional precaution. I've never actually, when you open up the aerator, by the way, there's nothing in it. It doesn't really filter anything. It's just the reason they have the aerator is so that the water flow will look nice.
Oh, the one, yeah.
If you take it off, it just spurts out.
Pressure,
you don't like that.
Right.
Yeah, okay. So, is that clear to everybody?
No. So
no, okay.
The water is a fluid.
Yes.
Yeah. And it's very simple. The top part is not
pressure. Yes.
And you're allowed to pour it out.
Yeah. You're allowed to pour it, just pour. Yes, just pour in a normal way. Remember that was part of Borer. We're not allowed to use something now to hold the other part back. Remember we talked about that when it came to the south.
Yeah. Turkish coffee, then.
You can just drink it. You can just pour it. Right. But you can't make Turkish coffee on Shabbos.
Why?
How would you?
Oh, just kind of because you can't use it.
Yeah, you couldn't make Turkish coffee on Shabbos. There's no way. Okay. Hey, but why did I say, I was very careful how I spoke, why did I say specifically in Detroit or Miami?
Because there's differences in
because
each
the
municipality.
Okay, but
and like
opposed to
people
in New York. What about in New York? Can you use a Brita water filter in New York?
So no.
What's the difference?
It hasn't been filtered.
And therefore,
really going
right, but you can let's read the Ramah again. Let's read the Ramah again. Page 3. Bottom page 3.
Okay.
Yayin omayim sen tzulilim uchalasanim b'shmeri. Right? You're allowed to filter wine. Why? Agar Rama says ava pishi yeshbo kesamin dakin. Even if it has little sticks. Why? Important five words. Ho'il uruuyin lishtot belav hachi. Since it's drinkable anyway.
Yeah, it's drinkable. New York's water.
Now. According to the article we just learned, we read a click Rabbi Zimmerman and Rabbi Glick.
Is the New York City water drinkable?
No.
No, it's drinkable for health.
Did it really say?
Well, it's drinkable.
No, it's drinkable.
I want both. Is it drinkable? And here
says
yes.
Yes.
Nah. We're asking you for instructions. You have to.
But
now they're saying it's not.
Yeah.
No,
they won't drink it.
They won't drink it.
Yeah.
So here's the question.
You may drink it.
Here's the question. The fact that other people could drink it,
Does
that make it listos drinkable so then I could filter it on Shabbos? Or the fact that I wouldn't drink it renders it halachically undrinkable, and then I would not be permitted to filter it.
Non-Jews
could drink it.
Non-Jews can do a lot of things on Shabbos that you
can. No. Non-Jews can drink the water. Can drink the water.
Non-Jews will drink the water. It's perfectly fine.
Yeah, they will drink
it.
Oh, the animals are clearly tricked. The question is whether. No, so let's go on the assumption that they're right, and that you can't drink the New York City tap water. Just can't accept it. No. Now, let's see if you make a really large donation to the show that will absolve you over 20 years of.
No, I said we're going to find out the things they're good for.
Oh, they're healthy, right? Very healthy.
Take them out and never
sure,
go
so
get
sick. Sure, are plenty of bugs. You know, a lot of bugs are healthy.
I say that you can.
Protein.
Can't.
Yes, as most people do. Because people drink it.
No, you can't because you wouldn't drink. You wouldn't drink it unless you were filthy.
Trying to scare everybody with this bug.
No, if it would be filthy water, I wouldn't drink it either.
Yeah, but it's not filthy.
But it's not.
I'm saying,
it's not muddy. It's not.
No, you can't filter it because you wouldn't find.
By the way, this is a huge problem. Forget bugs you can't see or maybe you can see or not see. You know, don't get me wrong, but if you draw your water out of a well, and you draw your water, you know, there were times of the year where it was just, what would they do if it was infested? I mean, it was really a problem.
Well, in West Bloomfield, they'll put it down, they used to have well water. Just Detroit doesn't have well water.
You know, by the way, we have well water here also. You know where we have well water? This is nifty. I should have asked that.
The mikveh
has well water. Oh, and every day they test it. You know why? Because the mikveh is so interesting. They have
well water.
If you were at our mikveh presentation, which was fascinating and absolutely fascinating, you would know that they collect huge amounts of rainwater.
Acid rainwater,
which is, and the water we use at our mikveh is 100% rainwater. And for the 3 years in operation of our mikveh, they've never not had 100% rainwater.
Uh-huh.
But in addition to that, they have a backup system where they dug 237 feet down to the water table in Oak Park. They dug down to get well water. Ooh, I have to ask them. I'm going to call them and ask them if I can get some of that water. See if they're, So, and then they use this pressurized air. Blow down and it pulls and it forces the water up. And they use it every day because they have to make sure that it still works. Mm-hmm. So they run it once a day to get that water up and then they just let it run off.
Uh-huh.
Well, I'm going to see if I can get some of that water. Cool. See if there's a difference. Okay. So back then, there are bugs in the water. I mean, there are bugs in every water. So what do you do if you don't have Coca-Cola or Diet Coke or wine or whatever? I was watching, it's so interesting. I was watching... I was watching... Oh, there's a PBS show called Frontier House. So somebody recorded that for me. Did you watch it?
I just started it.
Oh, you just started it?
Yeah, I just started it.
Somebody recorded it for me, and it's a fascinating show. They take a bunch of people and they try to make them like they're living in the 1620s, like colonial status. And what would it be like to live in a colony on PBS? So they said when they were giving out the beer, they said that especially in colonial England, the water was so disgusting and so undrinkable because they didn't have water, system. And most people, even the children, they just drank wine and beer all the time.
The Italians are still drinking wine.
Yeah, anyway.
France, they still drink wine.
Yeah, because, you know, when the Halakha talks about drinking wine, I mean drinking wine, because especially, who wanted to draw water all the time, and you couldn't slap water on Shabbos especially. So what do they drink? They drink wine, a ton of wine. Okay, so the Shulchan Aruch says, and this is a serious problem.
Okay.
Mayim Shia, on page 5. Mayim sheyesh bahem tola'im.
So where do you have in the middle?
Page 5 at the top.
Oh, mine.
Mayim sheyesh bahem tola'im. Mutar lishtotam. How do you drink water that has bugs in it on Shabbos? So mutar lishtotam al yedei mapa b'shabbat.
You can see those bugs.
No, al yedei mapa b'shabbat. Can I borrow your napkin? Teddy, can I borrow your napkin? Thank you. You would take
the water, you would put it in. Right?
Sit here. And you would take your cloth and then you hold it down and this is how you would drink it. You stotan ayade mapa.
You drink it this way. You know what comes off of that?
That's
you can not this
that's, that's okay. So you see a bug.
You see bugs in there.
Oh.
You want to drink the water? That's how you're permitted to drink it on Shabbos.
Wait.
Ah, aren't you being borer? Aren't you separating the good from the bad? Aren't you sifting? Why? The lo shayach ela b'mitakein ha'inyan korem achila ushtiya. Borer is only relevant when you're doing something to prepare a food for eating or drinking. Aval im b'shat shtiya ma'akev et apsola. But if in the act of eating or drinking you're taking out the bad, shelo yikanes etoch piv, ein ze me'ein melacha u'mutar. Remember, give me another example where we do this all the time.
What if
watermelon?
Yeah,
remember
exactly.
Watermelon? We said you take out the pit in your mouth because we said that borer does not apply derech achila eating. But so therefore he says if you do it while you are drinking, then it's permitted. But Eddie asked me a question. Which means permitted. But you asked a question. Why don't you just do it before? Because the answer is then you are
preparing.
You're sifting. You're borer. You are. You're not allowed to do that. Okay, and the Shulchan Aruch seems pretty clear, pretty clear, that it would be a problem because otherwise, what would he just simply say to do?
Yeah, but aren't there certain circumstances
that you would be allowed to do certain things. I mean, when you get down to a bug situation,
yeah,
you know, that's not a normal situation.
It's not normal.
Separating yourself. I won't excuse you.
Yeah,
separating a pit from the fruit.
Right.
And you're talking about bugs. What's going to go down your stomach?
Yeah. And it's forbidden. It's not permitted. So he says there's a way to do it. He's giving you how to do it.
But you know, Michigan water is not that good.
Forget what you... That, I mean, what would they normally do? What would they normally do? If the water was infested during the rest of the week, what would they do?
I assume they
would. No, absolutely not. They would just probably filter it. They would do exactly what we're talking about. Pour it into a cloth and get all the bugs out. To make it drinkable. To make it, you know... They wouldn't boil it. They didn't know anything about boiling that time. Right. Parasites, they had no idea.
That's true.
So you're talking giving
to a child.
You're talking about giving
it
back.
What? They weren't able to see them. They didn't have...
Oh, those are bugs you could see.
Yeah.
So I'm saying, let's assume our copepods are forbidden. You know, they're considered like bugs.
You're talking about in those days before they had sipping cups. let's be practical about that.
Yes.
They had sipping cups.
A sipping cup wouldn't help.
A 2-year old.
No. It's not going to filter. Sippy cup doesn't filter.
You can put it
on the The point being that a 2 or 3 year old or a 2 year old that you want to give a drink to,
uh-huh.
How would you give a drink to a 2 year old back in those days?
Oh, filter in the sippy cup.
With
a napkin. Yeah. Napkin on the same way? It's the same way.
Same way? You think with a cloth maybe? I don't know.
Yeah.
Put the cloth on there, a thin cloth, and then put the top of the...
Actually, I think what they did was, a small child, what they did was they would soak
give
the cloth
of beer.
They would soak the cloth in the wine and let the kids check it out. A bottle. Probably.
Yeah.
You know, just watching this Frontier House show, it just makes you so appreciate technology.
Yeah.
Oh, what hell. You know, and this is how people live. This is what they live with. Nothing. They live with nothing.
But you know what you said.
Somebody take it from me. Okay, I wouldn't know. Look at the Chaye Adam. Chaye Adam is also a Rishon. We dealt with this issue. B'shad hadchak, when necessary, mutar l'sanein yayin umashkin she'ein behem shmarim. One would be permitted to filter out water and that doesn't have stuff in it. But actually, nothing go kisamim, you know, something or like little sticks fill in, little splinters. I think of a cliche sha'asim sa'arot. Kamo nafa, even a sheath that was made out of sa'arot, animal hair. That's how they sifted. That's how they filtered. Don't be so gross. What do you use in order to baste your steak on the grill?
Yeah, there's a brush.
Yeah, made of?
Hairs.
Thank you. Okay.
Synthetic.
I asked a rabbi that question.
Okay, and
he said, I don't know.
What's the answer?
They're synthetic.
I don't know, because it's interesting. In that case, it's on heat. It's not like it's cold. You're doing it when it's very hot.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Synthetic.
I asked him. He didn't give me an answer.
The synthetic will burn you. No, it's not.
They're not. The real ones are not synthetic. The good ones are not.
The good ones?
Yeah, they're made out of like boar's hair or mm-hmm. something. Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. It's gross.
That's right. I heard that.
Okay. Basically. He said, I don't know. It's a good question.
You're brushing on
something
cold on the hot.
What? Rabbis have a prerogative of saying that too sometimes.
You brush cold onto the hot, so is it really...
You're brushing onto a piece of meat that's boiling. That's hot. I'm the second line of Chayyim. But if there is in the drink bugs, nira li to usur the tzane. I think it would not be permitted to filter.
You could what? Sorry?
If there are bugs in the water, I think that one would not be permitted. Right? He writes that interestingly. He says, and there's a hole, you see the bottom of the Nishmar Adam, he writes. Yeah, I don't know.
So in the
incident. He leaves it, I don't know. Turn the page. This is part of a tshuva from the Minchas Yitzchak. Okay? Page 6. Minchas Yitzchak is a man named Rav Dayan Weiss from Yerushalayim. Okay, he wrote a book called the Minchas Yitzchak. So he says, Al Dabar Shinun Mayim. Filtering water, hayotzim behabarza from the beres, ayide smartut b'shabbos. Am I allowed to filter water that comes out of the tap on Shabbos? Mm-hmm. This was in Israel, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'll just read you some of it, because you obviously don't have time. Read you the highlights. B'shiyad ishmai isruchad sukkas tafshin la midvav, 5736. The po per something kadosh yushalayim, mirakodesh,
Some of these I don't even remember. 5736. We're now in it's 18
years.
No, we're now not 18 years. We're 63. No, 20 something years ago. Okay. Rav Tshuva, Rav Chaim Feivish Schnenberg, Shlita, who's in the Kollel in Manchester. Okay, he says that's very busy. Let's just get to the next paragraph. It says Tolaim Ktanim.
Manchester.
Okay. Tolaim. Okay, 1 second. Al Dad Asher Nimtashan B'Mayim Ayotim Mehaberes. There's in the water from the faucet. Tolaim Ktanim. Small Tolaim bugs. Umitukenet al haberes kmo nafen. On the water, on the faucet, I put a little filter. Shebetolchos smartut. In it is like a little rag. Shelo yetsu hatolain. People have this all the time. They have a water filter on their faucet. Vahashela imutar kein b'shabbat nishum bover. Now that's to do that on Shabbat. So he says, I'm going to answer you quickly. Okay. Hinei b'shulchan aruch sirale l'dei ha'achat asher halacha kabatei. We hold. Okay. We learned that when most people don't care, they're allowed to filter. Today she had salo biotis, it'll be clearer. If it's a little cloudy, after the mishte hachi, you can drink it. But most people don't drink it like that. When there's a shinoi, then it's permitted. So he just listed the halacha that we know, right? The three categories that we know. I'm going to skip a little bit. One second. So it says, "Amnam hachaye adam, amnam hachet yudid aleph." The second column, "Amnam hachet yudid aleph." It's like the third paragraph. Amam hachai adam, he says, hachai adam, u benishvat adam, the commentary in the bottom, misupak, he doesn't know, hecha de'ilav iser de'revia ale, hayayachal ishtoto. Our question. Meaning, you would drink it if it wasn't usher. So is that, would you drink it, or is that not, you would drink it? Yesh lomar, didoma v'kisim. Some, you could say that it's like little sticks. Shero b'nei adam yachol ishtoto. That most people would drink. Viraya shahnachim shows him also. Mishita the non-Jews drink it all the time, no problem. The Av the Shat has chak. Then, in a difficult case, yesh lismoch al dea echad shebushulchan aruch anal demuter afilu b'mishmeret. Then you would say it's permitted. Oh, yesh lamar. Maybe kevin de ein orah yisoto machma isur. Maybe you'll say since it's forbidden, havichurin in the gamin. Maybe it's like it's totally muddy. You can't drink it at all. But afilu b'sudarin asur v'nishar b'tzarech iyum. He says, I left it in a tzarech iyun. So he ends up saying, in this case, perhaps I would permit it through a shinoi. A shinoi means doing it in an unusual way. So he seems to indicate that he's not comfortable permitting you to filter it in a normal way. But if you do it in an unusual way, and the example he gives is a sudar, you take a cloth, right, fold it up, and you pour the water through it. Because that would be permitted, I think that would be permitted on Shabbos, even though you don't think it would really work. Right. So he says, that he thinks with a shinoi, and you do other things, he thinks that would be permitted. But, to filter it in the normal way, says Radai and Weiss, I don't think you could do that.
So I don't get it. So the water in New York, can you filter it?
Well, if you feel that the coca pods are forbidden to drink, and you certainly, sounds to me, like I wouldn't use a Brita water filter to filter them out on Shabbos. And especially if you have a water filtration system in your house, then you'd have a problem filtering those things out on Shabbos.
Oh
so
God.
You think the teachings are so simple, not a water softener, but a filtration system. You think it's so simple, once the water becomes forbidden to you in the way that it is, and you're filtering out something forbidden, then it's not so simple to use a filtration system. And I think that there's more to this than meets the eye, and people have to be aware. Now, I'm not telling you it's mutter or asr. There's more to be aware of. But
where does New Jersey get their water?
I don't know. Somebody told me. I just heard today that they want to say that it's all based on this whole New York water system. It's not so clear. It depends where it's from. I just want to. I wanted to show you what it's based upon. What is a copa pod? It's not totally crazy. People are not nuts. But then, if you say that there's a problem. Then you have other problems as well,
yeah.
But you have to be aware of And, you know, there are ramifications that you should be careful of. I think I'm going to send this Shaila into the to the founders and see what they say.
I can't buy any books.
Okay.